This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do you or don't you? Where are you, in the do department or the don't department? I hope that you're in the do department. I mean, lots of good things happen when you do, and that includes listening instead of talking. That may sound like a strange thing for a talk radio personality to say, but I find I learn a lot more and there's a lot better feel for what's going on if I'm listening to Victoria or Jennifer or Kara. Maybe ask a question sometimes, make a statement, and then shut up. More listening is often better. That's why you're participating. You're listening, right? And as you listen, you think, ow, and you yell at the radio, and that's cool. It's all right. Yeah, you can do that. It's all part of the plan, all part of the game here on the DJB program. One of the things that we pride ourselves in is having a large connection to our largest state in terms of population. I don't know. Yeah, California is the most populous state, I think, isn't it, Jennifer?
It's the most popular? Or most populated.
Populated, yes.
I believe that is true, yes.
I think it is. All right. So It is appropriate for us to pay attention. I spend a lot of time there. Jennifer lives there. There are things going on in California that seem to either impress or impact us nationally. So where are we going first with California focus, Jen?
Well, some new legislation that was just signed by the California Governor Gavin Newsom, which would ban schools in the state of California from suspending students for disruptive behavior. This is Senate Bill 419. It was signed into law by Gavin Newsom this week, and it will amend the California Education Code to prohibit public and charter schools in the state from suspending students in grades 4 through 8 for disrupting school activities or willfully defying the valid authority of those school personnel engaged in the performance of their duties. Existing law already prohibits schools from suspending or recommending expulsion for students enrolled in kindergarten or grades 1 through 3 for the same actions. The legislation will take effect in the start of July 2020 and will prohibit the suspension of students in grades 6 through 8 specifically for those same acts until 2025.
Who's the brains behind this, and why now?
I don't know the brain behind it. This name sounds familiar to you, although I think it's a different one. State Senator Nancy Skinner wrote the bill and said, I think one of Doug's harem of women.
She was a former co-host in this program. And,
right.
Yeah. And then she ran for state senate in California?
Well, no, I think this is a different Nancy Skinner, isn't
she
it?
She ran against
Barack Obama.
Yeah. As for the Senate in
Illinois. We know how that turned out.
She left this program and decided she'd won. She's always been very political, and she holds some political office now in Michigan. I'm not sure what it is.
All right, yes, anyway, I think this is continue. A different one.
Yes.
But anyway, she wrote the bill and said that she hopes that this will keep kids in school where they belong and where teachers and counselors can help them and thrive. Now, I think there's a lot of gray area in this, but to take away the ability for teachers to suspend kids in these classes, I think, is ridiculous. Obviously, the school needs to deal with problems, but at the same time, there's also, this is the prime time in life where you find out that there are consequences for your actions. And I think what's happening right now is we coddle our kids. Parents do this. Teachers do this. Life does this. We coddle our kids and we try to protect them from everything. And we try to tell them that their behavior is okay if that's who they are and if that's what they need to express. And the truth is that's not how life works. And I think you have to let your kids know that there are rules and there are expectations of behavior and that those need to be followed in school. And if not, there's consequences and penalties. But a lot of people are saying that this somehow affects people in minority groups differently, and so
they just want to take it off the board. Do you know anyone who was suspended in elementary or middle school who is in a better place now? Because every single person I knew, well, first of all, they were probably misbehaving because they had undiagnosed ADHD,
yes, that's what I was gonna
or
say,
yeah. like dyslexia or something like that, and
get
that's
no
why
attention at home.
Well, the kids I knew, all the bad kids I knew in elementary school were just boys who had way too much energy and couldn't sit in a classroom all day, and so they always got in trouble. And so that was because, yeah, we were sitting in one room for like an hour and a half straight and had maybe like 20 minutes for recess. And so those kids would get suspended. And guess what? They all had kids when they were like 16 and don't have jobs, or they're still living in the same place now. So I don't know. I don't necessarily think that the suspension system does anything to help.
Well, it gets them out of the system. It gets them away. What you miss here.
It stops them, from taking away from your education.
No. Yeah, I know. I just mean that there needs to be another solution for it, maybe.
It's
it gets
not
them
even,
out of
I don't even know
them,
that it goes that deeply.
Keeping them at school is important, because if you send a kid that's misbehaving home, then what's he going to do? He's going to play video games while his parents are at work. And if he has two parents, if he's being raised by a single parent, then the parent that's where this affects minorities more, because they tend to be more single parents, and that's why. And child care is expensive, so they either have to take a day off from work and lose money to be at home with the child. So that's where this comes into play. I don't think a child who has issues in the classroom should be sent home. I think that time should be devoted to counseling and evaluation. And I don't think that it does any good to just send a kid home and say, you're suspended. Take them out of the classroom. They still know they're doing something wrong, and they're not allowed the same privileges as everyone else. But keep them in the school and actually start diagnosing these kids who have mental illness problems.
There are some kids who are just, as adults, they're just bad. And whether you can recognize that through mental health, the facilities we have in public schools for mental, we all know how the whole, never mind public schools, but the whole system of monitoring mental health issues is lacking. It's a nice way of putting
it. Right, but kicking a kid out of school and not monitoring him at all. Look, how many of the kids who've shot up places?
We're missing the bigger story.
What's the bigger story?
The bigger story is that it's not convenient for people that are running. The school system now is running as a...
It's not convenient?
It serves itself. The school systems now, administrators, people that run the systems, they're all about themselves. They're not about the children in way too many cases. My observation, anyway, going back to when I was teaching school in the 1960s and 70s, the superintendent wasn't bad. It was the principals who wanted to hear nothing about anything bad. They didn't want to deal with issues or problems. They wanted everything to be smooth because it looked good on their record. It sickens me to see what American education has become. Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying
the
whole system is rotten, and it somehow needs to be nuked and started over. I don't know what the solution. I don't know how to do that, but I will tell you that this is just another example of people trying. The discussion whether they are supposed to be sent home from school or not, or dealing with them, how much. What is our responsibility as a taxpayer and as a citizen of the community versus the people who have these children, whose responsibility at the core is to take care of what they create? There are so many people who are not taking care of their responsibility, and thus it becomes we have a pact, I guess, with society that we're supposed to take care of everybody who can't be taken care of by the people who are supposed to take care of them. And in this circumstance, you've heard me say this 100 times if I've said it once. It is our responsibility as American citizens to take care of those people who cannot take care of themselves. And that is defined by whether it's a physical or a mental problem. It is our job to take care of these people. Now, having said that, there are those who, as with welfare and many other programs, take advantage of the system. And therefore, we have a system that doesn't seem to really function as it ought to, that really helps those who are really in need. And,
we've normalized bad behavior.
Yeah.
And everybody's a victim. And, keep going down this road, and we're all going to end up with these mass shooters. It's only going to get worse.
But we don't have a solution.
And we wonder about this.
The solution is
stop coddling these jerks. Suspend them.
Right.
Kick them out of school. Get them into treatment. Make the parents acutely aware.
But you've got to have all of those steps in order. And I don't think those steps are in order. All I hear is we're going to throw the kids out of school.
Yeah, I mean, I
that's
feel
what
like
I'm saying. I don't think throwing kids out of school is the answer at all.
I don't think that stops them from being mass shooters. I think the kids who are isolated.
That does if they're not at school. If they're not at school, then
no. How many? No,
that's
no,
not
no.
True. You
Jen,
can walk back
how many
into
times,
school.
How many times did the kid who shot up the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, how many times was he kicked out of school? Numerous
exactly.
times.
Exactly, and how many times
it
was he let back
it
in?
It didn't do any good.
It doesn't stop someone going from a movie theater or anywhere else to shoot people.
So what is the solution? That
you understand,
is
though,
the big
these people had,
question.
There were 50 warning signs. Literally, the police were called 41 times
See,
on the kid who shot up Marjorie
Stoneman.
The
people whose job it is now to do this stuff are not doing their job. The schools are not doing their job. And the parents,
no,
but number
no one,
on this list
freak.
Are the parents. Not the parents are not doing their job. There is
I don't
some
think people with mental illness should be called freaks. I think that
the kid who went in and shot up and killed his classmates is a freak. He should have been put in jail. He should have been taken care of and out of the system long before
he was
allowed to
Ill,
walk into
so.
A classroom and shot up his friends.
But why wasn't it recognized? That's the thing earlier
it
on.
It was, but everybody crazy. Didn't want to make him feel bad, mm-hmm. so they just let it go.
I don't understand what that has to do with suspension and this. I don't know. The vast majority of
it means we need to start telling people that we have requirements for living in this culture.
Well, there are rules.
Requirements for participating in society, and there are rules, and you have to follow them. I did. You did. Victoria did. Doug did. Everybody
but
did.
We're all fortunate that we don't have mental illness. And that's
I
that's
have mental
thing.
Illness. I'm on
we
medication
talk,
right now for depression and anxiety. If you know, but you take care of your problems. I would imagine that I'm not the only one here that is on medication for these types of things. But you deal with it, and that's what we're not teaching people to do anymore. It's a very big cultural problem.
Well, there are lots of problems. We have too much of too much, and therefore it reflects itself in situations. Like this. But it's a healthy thing for us to overview. A lot of people will now take this and maybe even teachers listening on the way to school have the conversation with other teachers. It's 18 after the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
Thank you. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Country music news today in our musical focus, which occurs in this portion of every hour of the DJB program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and now a focus on the 55th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, which it turns out are going to go back to Las Vegas next year. The show takes place on Sunday, April 5th. We're already into spring. Hooray! Yeah, okay, calm down. Country music, big
our
night.
Easter, apparently.
Right. We'll come from the MGM Grand Garden Arena, same location as last year's Reba McEntire-hosted show. The host, performers, and nominees are expected to be announced in the coming months. Also returning next year will be the ACM Party for a Cause, featuring a top golf event with guest hosts Rascal Flatts and Darius Rucker, as well as the newly created ACM Beach Blast. Beach Bash Blast. How are they going to have a beach bash in Las Vegas?
They have all those fake beach pool party things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can go out to, what's the name of that lake on the outskirts of town?
Lake Las Vegas?
No.
Or are you talking about the big one?
Yeah, the big one.
Lake Mead?
Mead. Lake Mead, yeah, right. Yep. So, let's see here. We have performances scheduled by Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum, already lined. Imagine you already have your plans made for next April. God love them. Guess for the entertainers, they have to set that up.
I have plans for next April.
Really? Doing what?
Going to a concert. Yeah,
really?
You got to buy this stuff far in advance.
Yeah.
I know. That's true. Tickets for the 55th ACM Awards and other events go on sale to the public on a Friday a week. So September 20th, 10 o'clock Pacific time, at ACMA Awards, acmawards.com. Thank you, Doug. The ACMA list member presale will start on Wednesday, the 18th, at 10 Pacific time. All right, so that's very. You probably aren't going to get lined up to go to this show, though, Kara, I'm guessing.
Probably not. I like Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum. And I like Darius Rucker, but probably wouldn't. If I was going to Vegas, it wouldn't be for this.
What would it be for?
It'd be really fun.
I don't know. It'd be for, like, Backstreet Boys or
Have you ever been to Vegas?
They were there? No, I'm not. I haven't been. We're supposed to take a girl trip. We're supposed to go.
Girl trip. Next up is Keith Urban, who has released a music video for his latest single, We Were. This marks Keith's first single of the year, following last year's Graffiti U and the world tour that went with it. Keith says, quote, I've been playing a stripped-down solo acoustic version of the song all summer. It's so well-written and lends itself into that Bluebird Cafe-type simplicity, referring to the legendary cafe in Nashville, the Bluebird Cafe. You all know that.
You go there?
I've heard of it. I've never been.
You didn't go.
No, I didn't. We didn't have time.
Urban praising the songwriters Ryan Tindall, Jeff Hyde, and Eric Church, added, when it came to shooting a video for this version, it felt right to gather up a couple of the guys in my band and just keep it simple. The acoustic version of the song and the music video were recorded on the same day and in the same studio in Nashville. So it's interesting how some of these music videos get all worked, you know, they all are jazzed up, and then some of them just very simple. Whatever went on in this circumstance as the song is being recorded gets videoed, and that's what becomes the video. Do people still buy videos like they used to when they first came out? Videos of songs? Yes? No?
No, there's no reason to buy them. They're free everywhere.
Yeah, are they? Okay. All right, so that's that story. Free, free, free. And we like that. This is Free Radio, the DJV show, 28 past the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America marks the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks today, and there's a new 9/11 memorial in New York City where a ceremony will be held. The memorial glade, comprised of a pathway and six granite slabs pointing to the sky, opened last spring. It remembers those who died of 9/11-related illnesses, as well as the victims of the attacks on that day. Republicans winning two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. In a close one, Republican Dan Bishop was the victor over Democrat Dan McCready. Bishop saying afterwards,
"We know what our mission is, and we know the future of our country is dependent on leaders who will stand strong to protect our values."
They're assessing damage after a strong tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, fast and factual. No casual look at what's going on in the world today. We fight truth decay every day here on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria Cara and Doug Steffen. Jerry Springer is going to fill in for me one day next week. Would you like that, ladies?
I find him kind of fascinating, so I would be down with that.
Yeah, very. Anyway, that's a bit of decay. But there are a lot of things that are... Yes, I am teasing you just a little eensy-teensy bit, because that sometimes is a good way to get the real information across. Oh, that's not really happening. What really is happening? J-Lo!
J-Lo's trending right now because, yes, she might be the next Super Bowl halftime show performance. And she is, I guess fans have been campaigning for J-Lo to take the stage for the halftime show. Now, in February, when the next Super Bowl happens, it's going to be in Miami. So it kind of makes sense. She would really be perfect for that show. They like to have a little bit of a hometown flair for all of the different shows, you know, wherever the Super Bowl is every year. And so she's got a big following in Miami. She's lived in Miami for a long time. Her fiance, Alex Rodriguez, is also has ties to Miami. And she, you know, we also always think about, well, what special guests could she bring out? And she's got some big ones. She's got Pitbull, who is Mr. Miami. She can bring him out. She can bring out her ex-husband, Mark Anthony. They're still very friendly. They perform together all the time. He would be a huge draw.
Yeah, her children are from him, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got two twins, yeah, a boy and a girl. I think they're like 10 or 11
Alex.
Now.
How do they get along?
Apparently they're all really very close, and he's got two kids as well, and so apparently it's a nice blended family.
Good.
And then also, so she could bring out Pitbull, Mark Anthony, and also Enrique Iglesias. She's worked with him. He's also from Miami, has a huge following there as well. So this could end up being a really good...
This could be the start of something big.
Well, I never think of her when I think of Super Bowl halftime, you know, potential, but she would actually be great. And she has a lot of songs. Yeah, she would be great. She's been killing it in Vegas.
Great
energy. She's currently... She just finished her... Or is she still on her 50th birthday tour? I think she just finished it. Yeah, so I think that would be a great choice. Now, Jay-Z is involved, as we know. He's partnered with the NFL, and that started at the end of August. He's consulting on the halftime show. He is, at this point, playing coy about the rumors. And
is he friends with her? Are they friendly?
I think they know each other for a long time. But he said he made kind of an interesting point at a press conference. He said sometimes it may happen and it may wind up that the person is from the city that where the Super Bowl is and that they perform in. He said, but you don't want to get into that space too much because then who performs in Tampa in 2021? So that's kind of a good point. It doesn't have to be someone with ties to the hometown, but it could be really fun if it is J-Lo.
Yep.
Around this time last year, the rumors started about Maroon 5, and it ended up being true. So there usually is some fire to the smoke.
They're just floating to see what happens. That's it. I know a local radio guy in Tampa would be good at the half show. Maybe that might work a little. Huh? Radio person. We could have a DJ do the halftime show. What about that? You think?
Well, it would have to be like Calvin Harris or somebody really big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, couldn't be the kid that was on the board last week?
I'm not saying anything.
Inside. Okay, let's keep moving along here. The number of uninsured Americans up for the first time in the past 10 years. Uninsured Americans. The number going up, according to the Census Bureau. There are a lot of people in America without health insurance. 27.5 million people, as a matter of fact, have no insurance whatsoever. That's up 2 million from the year before. And it's really the first major increase since Obamacare went in 2010. Let's see what else is in this report. Median household income plateauing in 2018 to $63,000. That's up pretty substantially. I can remember us talking about it being 49. Oh, I can remember it being in the 20s, 24,000 and... And you know, it keeps going up because of inflation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Economic Policy Institute says, while any reduction in poverty or increase in income is a step in the right direction, most families have barely made up the ground lost over the decade before that, i.e. what happened after 2008 and 2009, when for me anyway, now, ladies, you were not around with me on the air at that point in time, but you all have remembrances. You weren't working yet, Kara, but you were in school. But Victoria, you were working at the time, a working girl, 2008, 2009. Had you just started work?
I started on the air in 2006.
2006, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in 2008, I was at Sirius XM.
Yeah, all right. So you were making, they pay pretty well at Sirius, don't they?
No.
Oh, they don't pay very well. Okay, well,
I can tell you this. I made less than the median household income.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the only connection I ever had with Sirius, when they first were on the air, they took
the cheapest
forerunner. Well, maybe this is an indicator of it. The forerunner of this program was the Good Day USA show that I did for all the years until you came in. It was because of you we changed the name, in fact, to the DJV show to reflect your importance here. In that frame, I go back to the experience. When Sirius first went on the air, they came to me and four other sort of independent producers at the time. I'm the only one left who doesn't have any ties to any big corporate entity or church or something like that. At the time, we had, there were four of us. I'm trying to remember who they were. Ramsey was one. Anyway, they came to 4PR. I think the other two were gone. And they asked us to be part of a channel of independent broadcast, independent talk people, and so we did. So I was on Sirius 5.5 years. I didn't get anything. I mean, I got stock in it, and it was okay for that reason, and I didn't expect anything. I just wanted coverage. And that was in an era when business was good. In 2009, this business, the radio business, fell apart, completely fell apart, and has never really recovered. And it's, I think, reflective of other businesses that did not recover as well. Their construction building business recovered, banking recovered, mostly where there were deep-rooted financial connections. Those businesses all survived. But there are a lot of people who were small business people who were all just wiped out, completely wiped out. So that's what we're talking about here when it comes to the economic and political consequences of where we were then, where we are now, how does this play into what will happen in the election next year, I think still remains to be seen. I don't think there's a clarity there at all yet. I think a lot of people speculating about it, and usually, as James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. That really is pretty much what predicates how people vote.
That is true. That's always true.
It is.
You know, it's interesting. I'm kind of amazed. We live in an area on the Jersey Shore that's really booming. It's like they just discovered there's a beach here, and it's just, it looks like Miami Beach. It's one brand new condo complex after another that's under construction right now. But everywhere else around, it's just one foreclosure after another. And it's kind of...
You mean there or elsewhere?
All around the Jersey Shore here. There's so many foreclosures. And
are they second homes? Because
I don't know.
We don't have that problem here. The foreclosure rate is very small where I am in this part of New England anyway.
Yeah, it's just if you go on Zillow, like anywhere within miles of where we are, the foreclosures are just, everything goes to auction, and it's really kind of crazy. I thought that foreclosure wave already...
There are a lot of farms going in that direction.
Unfortunately,
Right. In a moment, we're going to focus on your wellness, your health and well-being. So we'll, I think we all ought to have our aluminum tinfoil antenna up for that right after this.
Teenagers and sleep. It's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
5 at the hour now on the DJV program. How are you feeling? Are you well? If you don't feel well, maybe we've got a way for you to, in fact, change that whole thing. Joe Maniaca, who is the CEO of Massage Envy, is here as the official ambassador of World Wellness Weekend, which is scheduled for next weekend. I think it's important for us to all understand what physical wellness is all about, even though sometimes we don't take care of ourselves as well as we ought to. Joe, isn't that really the message here, to take care of yourself? Because how can you take care of others if you can't take care of yourself? Am I right?
That's absolutely the right message. And really our objective here is all about wellness and helping people live better and healthier lives. So it's both physical and it's mental from our perspective. So it's a huge opportunity to bring awareness to the wellness category.
Why just a wellness weekend? Why not have a week? Why not have a month? Why not do it all the time? Every day is Wellness Day.
Well, you know, that's actually our objective, and we want to really jumpstart this initiative. I was in Europe last year and spent some time at the Global Wellness Summit, and I realized that Europeans were further advanced than we are. They live it every day, to your point, and that's something we as Americans need to do a better job of. So I met a gentleman named Jean-Guy de Gabriac, and he put together this event, and it was, I think it was in 80 countries and really not popular in the United States. So I took it upon ourselves and our brand to say, how do we make this a big deal in the U.S. and really own this event and really start what you're talking about, which is, you know, encourage people to reflect on their wellness routine and live a healthier life.
Here's what happens, Joe. Under the circumstances, a lot of people still think in America this is for the rich and famous, that you go to a salon or you go to a spa or you go have a massage or you go to yoga studios. People don't understand this is something more and more achievable and doable by the average person, if you'll pardon the expression, the average Joe.
That's true, and I think that's what makes Massage Envy the perfect partner for this event and the perfect platform to communicate on, because we really democratize massage and skincare services across the network, and we're pretty excited about what we've done. We've made it affordable. We believe it's more therapeutic. It's not a pampering, it's not about pampering anymore. It's about working that into your daily routine. And I think with the stress we all have in our lives today, I think more and more people appreciate the fact that this needs to be part of the routine. No different than going to the gym on a regular basis.
Well, and for to that point, more men are involved in getting massages. I love to get massages. I love to get facials. I'm as manly a man as you can probably find, but I have a different attitude or approach in taking care of my body and my mind as well, because a lot of men think, no, it's not manly to get. Yes, it is.
Look at the sidelines of sports teams. Look at all of the athletes. Massage is very much part of the routine, and skincare. We look at skincare very differently. It's not cosmetic in that sense. It's about having healthier skin as well. So we take that approach that's really grounded in wellness as we kind of move forward. And we're really happy that we've been able to partner with some of our folks. When I met Jean-Guy and he talked about this event, I just realized it would be a huge opportunity to partner with some of our folks here in the U.S. And we've done, I think, a really great job to say, how do we get you to get a taste of what wellness is in 2019? It's very different than what it was in the past. And, when you come into our locations next weekend on the 21st and 22nd, we're going to offer 3 hours of free services.
Wow.
That day.
Free. Services free.
Really exciting. Yeah.
All right. It's something you can check out at massageenvy.com. Thank you, Joe.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss.
You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For us to visit with Warren Eckstein. He's the host of The Pet Show, also the creator of a, and I always mention this when I'm out, for whatever the reason, it always comes to mind, Warren, when I'm out of Hugs and Kisses, and Daisy had the last little nugget from the Hugs and Kisses jar last night, and she looked at me and she said, "Where is Warren? Where are my Hugs and Kisses? Warren, I need my Hugs and Kisses." It's a fabulous supplement that you ought to be taking. Well, whether you take more, you take the Hugs and Kisses yourself, or you give them to the dogs.
I'm not going
to
say.
That sounds like a commitment. Anyway, Warren and his pet show, and then this minerals and vitamin supplements that are specifically made for cats, and then there's another one, another product for dogs. So you can get them, and then there's another one for Warren and his friends. So there are three different brands. You can select whichever one you want. Maybe you want them all at hugsandkisses.com. They also have an animal fund at Hugs and Kisses. It's called the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, conveniently. You can donate to the fund. Warren, it's one of those things. The money doesn't stick there. It's not like the Red Cross. When you give money to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, it's in today and gone tomorrow because there are so many, and Warren identifies these all the time through his various work with the various foundations. There's always a need at shelters, at these treatments. You just need money. And so if you feel like you want to help, the donations, if you send $50 or more, you get all kinds of T-shirts and acknowledgement from Warren, and it goes to a fabulous, fabulous cause. So I think Hugs and Kisses for the dogs and cats, and Hugs and Kisses in terms of the fund, two separate websites, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. Check that all out. All right, Warren. Now that I have extolled your value and virtue.
Thank you for that, and especially now because with the hurricanes, we are being inundated from all the rescues down in Florida and the Bahamas, and we're trying to help out as much as we can.
Yep, exactly. A suspected burglar under arrest after a woman who set up her webcam to watch her dog remotely while she was at work. Instead, it captured a thief ransacking her apartment. I don't know, I thought that was... And the dog was there, and the dog apparently was scared. This happened in Denver. The police arrested Peter Jones on burglary charges. We developed information that led to the suspect being arrested because of the video that captured him in the apartment. So that's a... I guess that's another... How many people do you suppose have these videos at home and watch their dogs?
I have cameras in my house. I think the dogs are going to start a union saying, hey, come on, a little privacy, guys, you know, leave us alone. But I have cameras. I have cameras in my house. And you know why? I hear the horror stories, and I'm sure you guys hear some of them too. But over the last couple of weeks, there's been four or five stories that came out where pet sitters have actually been caught on camera, not realizing they were being caught, abusing the pets they were supposed to be taken care of. Some horrendous situations, throwing a puppy. I don't want to go into it. But anyway, I think it's a first of all, as far as I'm concerned, that if I'm interviewing, and I just got a new pet sitter for my guys from England, like Auntie Mame, I think. I check them out as carefully as I would check out a pediatrician for a child. I mean, I want references. I want veterinary references. I want these references. How long you've been doing it? Where do you live? How far are you away? I think that's a good way to go. But I think having the cameras there is something that years ago I would have said no, no, no. But now I think it's really important that people that have dogs and cats at home have some way of checking on them throughout the day, especially the fact now we're kind of like in a latchkey dog and cat situation where most people
are out
of the house.
Term? Latchkey, but it does apply, doesn't it, to the dog? They don't have the key, but they're there. How many people do you know who actually have a door the dog can go in and out of that goes into a, let's say, fenced-in backyard?
You know that's another thing, Doug. A lot of people have, especially here in the better climates, you know, like in Southern California. And I'm 100% against that. 100%.
Why?
And I have a doggy door in my house. My doggy door is locked unless I'm home. I don't want my dogs out in my backyard when I can't supervise them. There's coyotes, there's crazy people, there's mushrooms that can grow, there's poisons, there's all kinds of crazy things. Maybe I'm a little bit of a helicopter pet guardian. I understand that. But at the same time, it's important to remember that there are so many dangers outside. Look, the other day there was just a report of a coyote that went through a doggy door, got into someone's home, and killed their Maltese. I'm a fan of doggy doors, but I'm also a fan of being conscientious in terms of what they can do. So if you're not home with your dog, I say keep the dog inside. That's the way to go.
It's very interesting. Here on the farm, there was a coyote and her pup that were 40, 50 feet away from the back door when I came home the other night.
Ooh,
and
scary.
Then I took Charlotte. I mean, the Daisy I always have on a leash outside because I can't trust her yet not to run off chasing something like that. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show, please.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.